The Bird Show.
Is there a right time or a wrong time to move in with somebody?
I feel like if it's the right person, it really shouldn't matter when you move in with them. I mean, in terms of like if it's going to affect your relationship. Like if you guys are meant to be together, I feel like moving in with each other, of course, is going to throw some roadblocks into maybe the progression of your relationship because living with a person is hard. Mm-hmm. But if they're really meant for you, is it really that bad of an idea? So this is something that I've been thinking about recently because my brother lives down in Tampa. My brother's got this new girlfriend. They've been dating for literally like 3 days. And by 3 days, I mean like 3 months. It's a really new relationship, but it's going really well. And of course, down in Tampa where he lives, there were some pretty dramatic and terrifying natural disasters that just went through, two hurricanes. And my brother lives in the part of Tampa that got hit pretty hard. So his apartment was flooded and a lot of my family stuff was flooded. So there's really nowhere for him to go except for his girlfriend's apartment. He's like, I'm either going to have to get a hotel room and spend, you know, a significant amount of money trying to house me and my Australian Shepherd, which needs a backyard and room to move and play and, you know, destroy things. Or I could just move in with my girlfriend and because things are going really well and, you know, have space for this dog that I have and also, you know, space for me as well. So for the last like 3 or 4 weeks, they've been shacked up living together and they've been together for I think 3 months. Like it has not been like in any other situation I would consider this too soon to move in with someone.
You learn a lot immediately when you live with somebody, that is for sure, but you don't know until you actually do it. But I think it's one of those things because I think I've made this mistake a couple of different times. If you're gonna err on the side of waiting too long.
Well, he didn't really have that he didn't have the ability to make that decision because it was either like, okay, go stay at the Holiday Inn or go move in with
right.
the girlfriend.
I mean,
because there was
in circumstances where we're not talking about a hurricane or something, but like something more normal, I would say hold off.
So, but like this is a temporary fix. Is he going to move back out or have they decided that he's just going to stay there?
Well, I think because the relationship is going so well that now they're talking about like moving in together when he finds a house because now he's in a position where he's like, well, I already knew that this was going to be the last time I signed a lease on an apartment. Mm-hmm. So, why don't I just find a house? And then I will say in the family group chat that she's a part of, they've started calling it their household. Like they were tweeting, you know, or they were texting us about the election. And they're like, well, in our household, and then took a little selfie with them. And I was like, oh wow. Like this has progressed very quickly. Now the fact that you guys share a living space.
I feel like it's one of those things where you really have to know yourself because it's a lot of people who could move in immediately. I've seen it and completely successful because that betters their life. It improves their life. Whereas there are others, like myself, who I think you really can. It could be a person that's for you, but that level of intimacy mm-hmm. that fast, it'll get in the way because it's just too much too soon. And then I'll start seeing things that maybe I'm not supposed to see so soon. So you got to know who you are and if that's going to work for you or not.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so when my husband and I first started dating, 1 month into the relationship, I got a gig in another state. 2 months into the relationship, I moved. And I didn't really think twice about the relationship. I'm like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. 6 months into our relationship, he moves to that new city to be with me. And he moved and he like was staying at my townhouse, but he was looking for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He never found one.
Nah. Once a guy gets in there and everything's clean and organized and there's no algae in the shower and it smells good and there's washcloths that are clean, we ain't leaving.
Okay, no, you forgot who you're talking to. This is me. I was the one when he came over and he spent the night at my house for the first time. I had to shove a giant pile of clothes off the bed so we can actually get into it.
That's not normally goes for me, too.
I am messy.
Well, that's what I've always felt like when guys always talk about being really reluctant to move in with a woman. I'm like, why would you not want to move into a girl's place? We have scented candles, different mm-hmm. scented body washes. Your woman is there 24/7. It's like having...
That's why.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You got to it.
You just nailed that.
It's that part.
The 24/7 part.
But I was trying to allude to the fact that it's sort of like always having a little snack in your cupboard. You know what I mean? Like if you want something, she's there. You know what I mean?
I've had the opposite experience of Bert and my dating. Like my apartment gets dirtier when my my lady comes to visit me. It doesn't get cleaner. Mm-hmm. It's very clean when she's not there. And then when she's there, it's not my apartment anymore.
I have had the same experience lately.
And Bart's been married to it he's been dealing with it for 18 years.
Yeah, I've said before, you know, like the idea of marriage, again, does not scare me. Living together scares me. You know, I could put my finger on it, but it would take way too long. It's just I don't know. It's that personal space. There are some people that just need more personal space than others, and I think Mo and I are the same that way.
Yeah, I saw this video on IG, actually, and I'm going to send it in because it was a woman speaking to men being so different than women in her experiences, and so many women take that personal, and it's difficult for them not to, but maybe it is something that's just embedded in men that we just genuinely need and enjoy personal space, even if it's to do absolutely nothing.
Well, I think it's because when women really love somebody, they want to be around them constantly, and the thought of like them not wanting that space basically just communicates the fact that when I want to be around you, it means I really love you. So when you say you don't want to be around me, all I hear is, I don't love you. I have another woman. Yeah. I have a family in Idaho. Yeah. I'm emailing them now. I'm leaving you tomorrow.
All of this sounds so familiar.
Too many times. Yes. Huh? All right, it's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.